Kia ora, Anan. A huge profit recovery for one of the biggest banks.
Kia ora to you, Marnie. Yes, a hot housing market and lower costs have seen the country's biggest bank report a near record profit. ANZ's bottom line for the year ended September is up 44% to $1.9 billion from $1.3 billion a year ago. Nicholas Poynton has more.
The economic and property rebound from last year have restored the bank's profits. ANZ Chief Executive Antonia Watson says the result reflects the record demand in the property market as mortgage lending rose by 7% to $99 billion. Overall lending was up 6% and deposits just over 3%, while its expenses were down 7%. The bottom line was further boosted by $115 million as money put aside last year for possible bad debts and lending losses didn't happen. But Ms. Watson says the bank is supporting business customers affected by the pandemic by waiving card fees and providing access to overdrafts and loan extensions.
ASB Bank customers are spending less, particularly on services, which is hitting small businesses hard. ASB's Financial Wellbeing Insights has found last month's average customer cash balances are 60% more than those of the first Level 4 lockdown last year. ASB Chief Executive Victoria Short says the survey of more than 500,000 customers indicates a large number of them are struggling, with 40% having less than $1,000 available to spend.
Two sides of the coin here. So on the one hand, we can see that there's more savings because spending's down through these lockdowns. So, for example, Auckland was down 22%, whereas the rest of the country was down 5%. Now, that's great for people saving. That's not great for businesses, and particularly small businesses.
Victoria Short says overall financial well-being remains low, with more than a third of customers living payday to payday. A would-be supermarket operator says he expects a violent and vigorous reaction from the two major chains to any new significant-sized entrant to the sector. Tex Edwards of Northelia has told the Commerce Commission's hearings into competition in the sector that a third major chain would need significant scale to be competitive. Here's business editor Giles Beckford.
Woolworths and Foodstuffs say they face plenty of competition already from smaller operators in all types of retailing. But those wanting to get bigger or enter the sector say there are plenty of barriers to getting established or expanding. Ted Edwards says a significant competitor wanting to break the current duopoly would need a 15% market share, up to 150 shops in major centres, and capital investment of up to $3.5 billion. Other small-scale operators Soupy and Night and Day have told the hearing other constraints to expansion include access to wholesale suppliers for a wide range of goods at fair prices. They've also highlighted the difficulty in getting capital for expansion and, where necessary, suitable sites for physical stores. The two big chains say they're open to giving undertakings not to block access to properties that could be potential supermarket rivals.
Cybersecurity continues to be priority one for most small and medium-sized businesses as the number of security breaches continue to grow. HP New Zealand's IT security survey indicates 41% of small businesses saw evidence of a security breach in the workplace over the past 12 months. HP New Zealand's enterprise sales leader Mike Jamieson says mid-sized businesses are spending an average of $280,000 a year on IT security, while small businesses average $41,000.
There's the investment in the network security side. There's making sure you've got a two-factor authentication approach and also make sure you've got active endpoint management. And so when you've got those in place, that's your biggest infrastructure cost, really. From there, it becomes obviously monitoring and training of staff.
Mike Jamieson says training is critical, as about 4 out of 5 businesses have staff working from home, which increases the risk of security breaches. It is now time for the markets, and for the latest, we're joined by Vanessa Otang from Hobson Wealth Partners. Kia ora to you, Vanessa.
Kia ora, Nan.
We'll start off there with the New Zealand market. What are the big movers today?
So the NZX 50, we're at 12,967 points. So we're down 52 points currently, which equates to 0.4%. Notable detractors in today's trading are the retirement village names. So we've got Ryman Healthcare, they're at $14.63, down 1.8%. Somerset, $14.25, down 1.7%. And Oceania Healthcare, they're at $1.40, down 1.4%. Conversely, however, at the other end, we've got Skellerup up. They're at $6.10. They're up 1.7%. And they're following on the gains from yesterday from some positive market announcements.
OK, we'll go across the Tasman. How has the Australian Open today?
Yes, well, Australia became the latest country to report an inflation shock yesterday with a higher-than-expected CPI figure. So the S&P ASX 200 is at 7,429 points, so down 18 points currently, which equates to 0.3%. The notable detractor there is Whitehaven Coal. They're at $2.56, down 9.7%. However, if we look at ANZ Bank, actually, they're at $28.94, and they're up 2% currently.
Currency now. How's the Kiwi been tracking?
Yes, so it's broadly flat today. The New Zealand dollar against the Australian dollar is at 0.9545, against the US dollar 0.7164, against the Japanese yen 81.51, against the pound sterling 0.5215, against the euro 0.6177, and the New Zealand trade weighted index is 75.80.
And finally, we'll have interest rates, oil and gold.
Sure. The three-month bank bill rate is at 0.81%. The 10-year government bonds are at 2.56%. Looking at the oil, we have the West Texas Intermediate. That's at $82.11 US a barrel. And the spot gold is at $1,797 US dollars an ounce.
Thank you very much, Vanessa Otang from Hobson Wealth Partners. And in other business news, New Talisman Gold Mine says its former chief executive has filed a $892,000 claim against the company for constructive dismissal. Matthew Hill's role as chief executive was provided through a contracting company. The mining company's new board ended that contract and denies that Mr. Hill's claim that he was an employee. In addition, New Talisman says it's recently identified a number of matters of concern arising from the conduct of Asia Pacific Capital Group and Mr. Hill during the term of their contract and reserves its rights to make its own claims against the parties.